The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Get the oil can ready. We're going for it today. We've got Kieran and Kit here. You are listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by Bragg with 2Gs.com, happily200.com, theconingcompany.com, and drval.com, and randyshannon.com, and Key Media. So Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world. You bet, Bob. If you hear a dog barking, a telephone ringing, an angel singing as we call in from all over our homes and offices around the world to cause this program, by gosh, that's what we're up to. We're making magic here. And now Jesus spoke in Aramaic. And in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out into that world and get what is yours, okay? Always include a prayer for celebration of our republic for the United States of America. And we also ask that you respect our animal friends as well as each other and our communities. We are a nation structured in Christian values, and the Ten Commandments work, you guys. So let's bow our heads in appreciation for a moment for the men and women who have died to protect our freedom over the years, and also just for our elders that have come and gone and left us with such wisdom. I want to add, I'm getting ready to buy one of those Trump coins and put it on my desk. I don't know if you've seen them or not. They're like $15 or something like that. I got to tell you, this guy is awesome. And anybody that disagrees with me, I'm just going to ask you to give him a break, revisit that conversation within a couple of years or a couple of months and see what happens. Because he is surrounded by a bunch of slick people, and I totally appreciate it, Randy. One of the things he did is he managed to shut up George Soros, and anybody that shuts up George Soros gets my applaud. Do you know how he did it, Randy?
No, what happened?
You're going to love it.
He
announced himself as a candidate for the 2020 election. It seems that there's some kind of law I never heard anything about that says you can't badmouth a candidate.
Okay.
Well, George Soros can't even open his yap about Trump. However, he certainly has the money to pay other people to do it. And a lot of the issues that women have been dealing with for a long time have actually been brought up by Trump's locker room comments. And I thought that his response to that, rather than shuddering around and saying he never said it or anything like that, was to actually bring to the front a number of women that Mr. Clinton had raped. So
that's right.
I love it. So he's got counterpunch, 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 and he just smiles now, and I like his smile a lot better. He used to have a real grumpy face, but now he smiles. He keeps going.
Well,
you
know, there's
a Shark Tank, you know?
Exactly. There's such a great headline on Drudge Report today, and it says, President's first weeks leave White House staff panting. This guy works. This guy loves work. And there was a reporter in the last week that asked him, you know, isn't it lonely? Aren't you kind of down because your wife and your son are you know, in New York while you're here. And he's like, look, I just work. I keep busy. So I don't have to feel that, basically, is what he's saying. You know, of course he loves his wife and his kid, the young boy that's still at home. But he's busy. He's working for our country, for the people, and I love it. So I love reading he leaves the White House staff panting. Of course, because nobody's working circles around this guy. And what is he, 70?
Yeah,
and
he's 70.
I was talking about this with my son yesterday. I said, by the time he finishes two terms, he'll be 78 years old. This country could be amazing by the time he's done.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. So
what I like. I saw the same interview, Randy.
And what was your thoughts on it?
Stood out. Well, didn't you just love the way the Channel 7, the Channel 7 reporter kept trying to corner him. Did you notice about the vote?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The whole thing was, you know, you're just kind of making it up, or you don't know anything about it, or, you know, you just want it to be that way because basically, like, you have a big ego was the implication. He said, no, mm-hmm. This is what happened. He said people voted twice in two different states. They had dead people on the rolls, and he said not one of those votes was for me. And the Channel 7 guy finally shut up after a while. And then he takes him out into the hall because all the news stations have been broadcasting about how there was such a miserable turnout at the thing. And he shows him the picture of the inauguration. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And the people, you can't even, the people are going on forever. You can't see any place that doesn't have people in it. And it's like, so interesting, the way he just walked that guy around.
Exactly. And I love how they're going after all this trashy media that doesn't tell the truth. There's a BuzzFeed is getting sued over a publication that they made on uncorroborated, what they call Trump trash. It was lies. And so they're getting sued over it. And I think that he's just not going to sit back. You put a lie out, he's coming after you.
Right, because there's no lie that's there's so many lies that are bigger than anything they're lying for him about. They're trying to make. I was trying to think you triggered something for me when you said that.
The fact that he told him, look, I'm not going to take this. I'm going to come after you if you do something. And the first suit apparently has been filed.
CNN.
Well, they're failing so badly.
Oh, CNN ratings have gone down dramatically.
Good.
CNN, I'm trying to think what the other one was. But the ratings, I'm going to say they had something like 1.5 million viewers or listeners. And it's now those two stations, CNN and the other one, maybe it's NBC, but NBC, if it's not you, forgive me. Their ratings went down from 1.5 million, their news ratings, to under 1 million, both of them. And it's the American people not choosing them because they don't find the truth there.
Yeah.
So America's on the move, and Trump's the instigator. And there's just, I could turn this a whole program right now into a thank God it's Trump program. But I want to do something for the damage that's been left by sending our men and women to war and things of that nature, and also medical things that I think virtual reality will do. Now, we mentioned this on the last part of the program, but I needed to have Kiernan Kitt come back, okay? Now, we're the Saturday program that's played in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's important, because if you're listening to us in Albuquerque and you tweet Randy Shannon at RANDISHANNON, you can actually ask her a question on air, and if Randy thinks that your question is provocative in a nasty way of any sort, she's just going to ignore you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, because we're going to ignore that. Karen and Randy and I have decided that we're going for the gold, and we're not going to get distracted by people's opinions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something that you would like to contribute, and then you'd like to ask a question about, Randy will handle that for you. And if you are on other stations getting jealous when you're listening to us in Buffalo or on other stations, or you can actually go onto the internet and you can listen to us at KTBL in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're a Saturday show. We come in at 7 o'clock there. So go for that, okay? If you want to be the one that can tweet and actually hear it live, and then you'll go, wow, I got my question answered on Waking Up in America. Wow. And we'd love to have you have that wow. So with that, Kieran and Kit, welcome back, honey.
Hello, hello, ladies. How are you doing?
I know, I love it.
Good morning.
Another, this is a lady who's not mad. You got three ladies here that aren't mad at the world. We're actually here. Should I tell them? We're probably angels, and we've been undercover as humans for quite a while now. But we're coming out today. And Randy, I don't know if we got your angel wings to come out, but Kieran and I have our wings showing, so we'll have to make sure.
Valerie definitely released my angel wings this week when I went up and visited her in her beautiful Topanga Canyon house.
Oh, and great.
So, Randy, I'm sure you have angel wings. Val's just got to dig them out. And
you have to dig them out. All you have to do is kiss them and tap them, and they just wait, can't wait to get going.
You know, it's funny. I lost my voice this week. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
I know you didn't, Kieran, but Val, did you know? I had a real bad cold and couldn't talk, and my whole goal was to get my voice back for today. So.
And when
well,
she
good.
Said voice,
it's back.
Yeah.
When she says voice, she means voice. Mm-hmm. Tell him, Randy. Tell him you sold your house.
Yes, house sold. Thank you, God. It sold.
Woo!
I spent 4 hours yesterday looking at places and fell in love with one. And I videotaped literally right next door is a dog park, which I love. And then it's right on the water. And basically, it's Brickell. It's Miami, but it's Brickell. I'm right at the Brickell Bridge.
What does Brickell mean?
It's an island, so it's, yeah, and it's just gorgeous. And I took video. There was like 15 manatees that kept surfacing right there. A couple of them were brand new born babies, and it was just the cutest little things.
What are the manatees?
Manatee is the sea cow. They're huge.
What is a sea? Oh, like a walrus or something?
Yes, yes, and they're just there. Oh. They're in the wild. There's like 15 of them.
Wow.
And they're super endangered. And then I watched a shark go by. I think it's called a nurse shark. Watched it go by. I mean, it was right there on my shoreline. It's just crazy, amazing, beautiful. I'm so excited, and I'm fairly certain I'm going to take it. So,
well, with a magical experience like that, you can't deny it.
Exactly, exactly. So I'll actually get to stay really close to my kids, which is super priority for me. And, I mean, it's just, it's paradise. It's absolute paradise. So.
Wow.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So your ladies' conversation on exciting things that happened this week with Trump, I just have to add my favorite thing that happened this week was when he stood up to Big Pharma, all the heads at Big Pharma companies, and told them, you better get ready for competition. We're going to have the small people join in, too. So you better change your prices and change your product.
I didn't know about that.
Nice.
That's hot news, baby.
It was amazing.
It's so fun.
I've been in office a week and a half or something.
Right. I mean, it's outstanding what he's accomplishing. It's absolutely outstanding.
It also shows you what could have been accomplished before if anybody was trying.
Yeah,
right.
Nobody was trying, Val.
Yeah, people freak out with change, but, and like, I think the whole world stopped when he became president because it's like, really? Like, oh man, this is actually happening. Corruption is pulled out of government.
Yes.
You better get ready.
Exactly.
Well, what's happening now is there's a lot of whiplash, actually, from all the different hands we've been feeding over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, we've been funding parties in London and all over the place for different reasons. I saw a list yesterday of the trillion. I think that they said if you paid off the national debt, which I don't even believe exists for starters, but if you were to pay it off just with the cuts that have been made so far, the national debt would totally be paid off within 10 years. Now, I don't think there is a national debt. I think the whole thing is structured to drop money in people's pockets, just like I think every home in America is a home that's already been paid for out of your own funds that you have been denied through what is it? Obstruction of view that you don't even know they exist. So I can't even imagine what this is going to be like. Because there's
very
so much
exciting
money
times
coming
we're
back
living
to the
in.
People. Yeah, and I love the thing on the IRS too, guys.
What happened?
I sent this video is from 2014, and I don't know what the story is now, but it was 67 million people haven't been paying income tax because they just simply refuse, and then they go to court, and then they ask the, in court that they need to see the law that actually says they have to pay it.
And what's happening?
They're not paying it.
And they're getting away with it.
They cannot produce a law that says they have to pay it.
Right.
There is not one.
There never was.
There never was, my point, okay? But that's the kind of BS they've been pulling. And by the way, I don't even remember. I know the post office, home office, is in Bern, Switzerland. We think the United States post office belongs to the United States. Au contraire.
Mm-hmm.
The home office
is
in Switzerland.
Yeah, most people don't realize that.
Yeah, most people don't. I don't know where IRS is, but it is. IRS collects in like 200 countries around the world. It's not even ours. It belongs to somebody else. Not one cent of what people pay in their taxes go to actually helping the roads and stuff. The roads are helped by gasoline taxes, okay? That's how we build our infrastructure in the roads. Sales tax pays other things. All of this is going to be stripped away. My God, you'll actually have spendable income.
Exactly.
Wow.
Won't that be wonderful? What is that? It's been years.
1913, I think, is when the IRS came in. I may be wrong on that.
Well,
but
God bless the
time.
People. Yeah, God bless the people that are in prison right now for proving
yeah.
that fact that there is no law against, you know, that supports us having to pay taxes to the IRS. I mean,
like,
when I ask people this, like, you know, when they're complaining about having to pay taxes, I'm like, well, good news is that maybe this will change a little bit since this isn't even part of the law, and people will start to figure that out. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, think about it. Where in the Constitution, where in the amendments does it say that we need to pay taxes?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, Irwin Schiff wrote a book called The Great Income Tax Hoax, and they imprisoned him to make an example out of him, and they literally... These people were so corrupt. They, while he was battling cancer, they still had him handcuffed to a hospital bed where he died. He lived his life out trying to make his point that tax was not legal. And, you know, he basically died a martyr to the truth, you know, showing the people the truth. They would not release him even when he was so sick. And, you know, what a hero.
What about
and people
Tim
don't
Turner,
even realize
Randy.
Who he was. What's that?
That's what Tim Turner is in jail for.
Another, yeah. I mean,
what do you mean
there's
another?
Lots
the president
of
the Republic of the for the United States of America. First of all, part of the rules you cannot arrest a seated president, okay? And he was a seated president, lured into court, sandbagged, tried his trial, the people voted so strongly against him that even the judge thought the thing was irregular. And but he's sitting in jail on an 18-year sentence. Okay, I got a Christmas card from him. A lot of the mail gets screened and stuff like that. But one of the first things on my agenda is Tim Turner gets out of jail now. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, Kiernan, because you said you had a connection for that, and I have one other. Tim Turner is a great man, and he's president of the actual republic. We re-inhabit it November 14th of 2010. We did all the paperwork because back during Lincoln's administration, the Southern Congress walked out, and Lincoln said, well, let's pretend they didn't. And then in 1871, that's when the corporation started growing its ugly little seeds. So... Lincoln would turn over if he realized what he had done, because that was not a bad man. That was a man who loved his country as well. So, the president of our republic for the United States of America, and I know that there are listeners on this radio program that know exactly what we're talking about. We met in Wind Walker, Utah to do this, and let me tell you, Loretta, who used to own Wind Walker, had Wind Walker stolen from her by the U.S. corporate... judge system, and the guy that bought it is just ruining it. He's lost the water rights and all kinds of things. So I got two priorities as far as my dear republic is concerned. One of them is to get Wind Walker back to Loretta, and the other one is to get Tim out of jail. So
well, there we go.
Okay, there we go. We're working on it, and we're powerful angels.
Yes, we are.
Well, should we get over to the veterans at some point and mention veterans? Because we promised we would.
Yes, we should. We should definitely talk about veterans. And it's funny, I was having a very, very in-depth conversation about veterans the other day because someone very dear to me about 2 years ago had done 9 tours in Afghanistan. 9 tours. And
wow.
You know, he was dedicated. He was dedicated to our country, and he just lost it one day, you know, kind of started losing friends because he was drinking by himself in the dark. You know, I'd go and visit him at his house, and the whole house would be pitch black, and he'd be drunk in a room sitting by himself. He would have night terrors and not wake up for days sometimes. He'd be in bed, like, having these horrible night terrors. And one day, he decided to hand his car keys off to a homeless person. He gave all of his belongings away to people on the streets. And he took off on a bus to Oklahoma. And, you know, people, kids, you know, everybody, it's not cool to do this, what I'm about to say, so do not follow in this man's footsteps. But he went into a law firm, shooting out the windows, didn't kill anybody, but he held up the whole law firm hostage for 4 hours and now is in prison for the rest of his life. And this is because, you know, these friends that, you know, couldn't be around him, instead of isolating someone that has these issues, really try to push them to take them to the VA office and get mental help that they need, because that's a lot of times soldiers, you know, veterans feel like they're strong enough without therapy. They don't need therapy. They don't need help. And then they end up going into destruction, end up offing themselves and their families. And instead, we should be pushing them to be getting the help that is there for them at the VA office. And so now there's no justice for this man out in prison in Oklahoma. He's going to be there for the rest of his life. And confinement is the last thing you want to do for someone with PTSD. But that's what it is, and so we need to be helping.
Yeah, we
need to be helping people.
Retrieving them.
Yep.
That man should be retrievable. So when are you going to set up an appointment with us for Trump?
Well, funny enough, we've talked about Biosphere 2 a few times on the show now, and the funny thing is Steve Bannon, Trump's lead advisor, is the CEO of the Biosphere 2.
Yes, the quantum field strikes again.
Exactly, and that information was removed off of his biography, I know, because of their secret plan to make environmentalism and renewable energy a money thing and not an environmental climate change thing. So that's like when people are freaking out that he removed climate change off of all the documents of the White House, it's because he's removing any stigma, any stipulation against climate change that people have, and just replacing it with it being beneficial for our country, monetarily. So now Steve Bannon, you know, all of this has been removed from his biography, but he's a man that I grew up with at the Biosphere 2. And so when we do our first virtual reality piece on the Biosphere 2 this month, we will be featuring Steve Bannon, and Trump will end up seeing our VR series on sustainability. And sustainability is not just environmentalism. It's not just the energy and the power associated. It's also new education, plugging it in with our youth, our teens, and our adults, getting people involved with technology, which is what sustainability and power is based off of. And then we've got family justice, so that we're getting more help for kids that are being exposed to parents that have abusive natures. You know, there's these amazing family justice centers now all over the U.S. There's 100 of them, so 2 in each state, and Camp Hopes that are for the kids. And they have an 80% success rate. Most of these kids that were abused would become criminals, would be in juvenile hall, would be in prison, but they're out on the streets going to school and having a fabulous time because of Camp Hope. So we thank Casey Glenn for that one. And then natural health, you know, we've got Dr. Lee and all these amazing naturopath, holistic, and, you know, natural medicine doctors.
I have to say something here. Yay, yay, Dr. Lee. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Is she not amazing?
Is that the one you've been going to, Val?
Yeah, well, I've been going to a number of them. She's one of them. She's the one that diagnosed me with a CRT 2000. And just to let you know, folks, help is streaming in from all over the universe, and I swear the aliens are going to show up on my doorstep next. Because they got the technology. They're coming, and we're laughing about it. We're making light of it and stuff, except I saw the video when Trump left in Air Force One, or Trump One, or whatever he calls it, and there was a flying saucer behind him. Did you guys see that? Google it if you haven't seen it. It's a trip. If you think we're doing this, we're not alone. The whole thing is we've been feeling alone. And that guy in prison, we're going to get that guy out of prison too, because the prison system has been overloading. They've been intentionally doing it. They've been putting kids in jail because they get paid by day. There's private prisons. Orange is the New Black? Is that still on? Does anybody know?
I don't know. Netflix.
Orange is the New Black is a thing all about the prison system and the buying and selling and the money and all that stuff. It's a brilliant program. I resisted it for years, and then finally I couldn't because so much was going on. So we're going to be retrieving human beings, and that's what Waking Up in America is about. We're not the only ones doing this. I mean, we have fun, and we're great and good and stuff, but there's a lot of other great and good people around working shoulder to shoulder with us. You just don't hear about them. So many of them, like so many of the people that have great information, are struggling for their bills. Or if they're getting well paid, they're struggling. For instance, Dr. Watson, I was in her office last week. That woman was working round the clock. She took like 20 minutes for lunch. She was shoveling food in to get going so that she could get to the next patient. And a lot of these patients that people are getting to are medical model disasters, okay, that have been done in by Big Pharma and all these. I want to ban drug commercials from television. That's another thing I would like to see.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Do you remember when you saw the first one, Kiernan or Randy?
The first one with a list of 15 side effects that could kill
you. Yes, I was sitting there. I want to tell you the best part of it. One of them didn't even tell you what it was for. It showed two people over 50 skipping through a field, and then you asked your doctor for this stuff. And then it read the list, that you make your liver fall out and your eye fall out and all of this kind of stuff.
And why would you want it?
Because you could skip through a field with somebody that you loved.
It's just insanity.
It's just like
you know what? I was horrified because I was probably still pretty close to a minor. The Viagra ones coming out with the guy who ran for president. I don't remember which guy it was now, but it was like, okay, really? This is, and if I wasn't a minor, I was already starting to have kids, and my kids are having to see this on primetime TV, Viagra? Really?
What I liked on Viagra was when I knew every guy would buy this stuff if you have an erection that lasts over 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Eddie Albert was a friend of mine, and he was like, he had his 4-hour experience. He shared it with me. He was in his 90s at the time. Somebody was one of his doctors had given him some Viagra, and he ran around for about 4 hours trying to find somebody to enjoy the experience with him, and he finally did. But he was 90 at the time. But I knew that the 4-hour thing was actually going to turn guys on rather than turn them off. So all of
right,
the stuff
that warning
sold.
Label. Their Pardon? Warning label. Their warning label is their best publicity. If
exactly.
you have an erection
exactly.
lasting longer than 4 hours, you
right,
may need
right.
to...
Right, right. So darn sneaky, and you know darn well, you know, that a lot of people, the reason they don't have these all organs working properly is because of the other stuff that's been fed to them. So so we've got our guys in jail. We got ones that aren't in jail that are sitting in the dark with the lights off. How does virtual reality change that?
Oh, so amazing. And you know, because virtual reality is such a new thing, but such an old thing. It's been around for over 30 years. But the main aspect of it is the impact level. So all these games that are out there, all these zombie shooting games, like people are actually getting like a minuscule amount of PTSD from playing virtual reality, like virtual reality shooting games.
Really?
And with zombies and everything. Yeah, so when you think of the opposites, the polar opposites of impact with virtual reality, that's one side. And on the other side, we decided we needed to be creating positive impact and counteract everything that's being put out there. So virtual reality for us is Truth for Gold, truthforgold.org. And what you'll find there is the solutions to sustainability, which includes, like the things I said, power, new education, family justice, and natural health. So with all of these things, you can't have one without the other, because for our continued growth in technology and renewable tech, you need our kids plugged in. So we had a virtual reality hackathon down at the NASA Space Columbia Memorial Center, and it was amazing. And my dear friend Mary T. Duda, who has a company, Scio Art, the art of learning, she put this on, and I got to mentor three of the teenage girls. And the event was sponsored by Google, Warner Brothers, Facebook, Oculus, HP, of course, our dear friends HP.
What is Oculus?
Oculus is the virtual reality company that Facebook just purchased.
So what?
Wow, never heard of it.
I mean, we've heard that. Mm-hmm. I hadn't either. That's why I asked. So we have this virtual reality. We heard that kids and everybody else can get PTSD from playing the zombie games. I knew we were in big trouble, by the way, when they were selling zombie dolls for Christmas and also dolls that were tired. So, and they're in the children's catalog, tired dolls and zombie dolls. I didn't think that was a good direction. But here's the deal. Virtual reality, how do you restructure the field? Tell us how it works in detail and what it's actually doing.
Okay,
not just
perfect.
Not just naming it, but giving it detail and depth.
Of course. So there's different viewing platforms. Like you could be using the smartphone that you have in your hand right now to watch virtual reality. So it's that universal and that able to be viewed right now with our current platform. But there's also these amazing headsets created by HTC Vive, Samsung, Samsung Oculus. All these different amazing headsets that you can actually put on, and there's amazing now I don't like using the word meditation. I'll tell you why. It's because I really believe in the biased opinions of the majority of the world. And when people hear meditation, they say, oh, well, I don't know how to do that. I couldn't do that. But when you give them the opportunity for mental tuning, oh, this is going to tune your mind. Oh, yes, definitely. I think I want to try that. So there's now all these content developers out there creating content for veterans themselves with PTSD that enables them to really tap in to their inner love and tap into giving out love and tap into like rewiring their mentality in order to love again. Because the main thing about PTSD is that they're traumatized from killing so many people, and that conscious, it's really sat on their conscious, so they have to clear that and really like have separation and not feel guilty. But us as humans, without all of the stress, without being pressured by other countries, we are nurturing creatures. We are not evil creatures. And so now with this content, for example, like what we're doing is immersing the people in the solutions, but showing them about 10 to 15% of the nitty-gritty to show them why we need these solutions, but the 85% is straight-up solutions, so much fun. You want to watch it over and over again because there's always going to be something new, because something that was in front of you in the virtual reality space, you're missing things that are behind you, and so you want to watch it over and over again because you're just completely submersed in the solutions. So we're working with types like Jio, J-I-Y-O, and this is Poonacha and Deepak Chopra, who are creating this meditation VR content. And so now we're working with them creating learning curriculums down in San Diego with Molly Lavick. She's amazing. She puts on huge sustainability events all year long, and she just did an artificial intelligence showbiz conference, the AI showbiz conference, which was all about artificial intelligence in our current times and, you know, how we're going to be able to program robots, certain software programs that are enable people to receive this information.
You're going to need to talk to somebody in Santa Monica, okay? Is that close to you? And because when you're talking, I think this would be the perfect combination, okay, of creating a process to recover people. Dr. Steven Sidoroff is at Santa Monica Hospital, and he has created programs for a computer. And, excuse me, and what you do is you go in for a treatment, Kiernan, and they hook up computer, they hook up those, what do you call the probes that go into a computer that hook up to the scalp? Is there a name for that?
Ooh.
So let's say you have a computer and then you've got maybe four or five places on your head that these wires are attached to your head. And what you do is you sit and watch a computer screen, and it's not identifiable what you're watching. But when your brain starts to tune to the right program, it sets off a series of beeps that part of your brain has been recovered.
Wow.
Now, this is a way to measure what you're doing. And I've been thinking about going back and visiting there for a while. I just recently am getting money back into my life as an extra thing, not just as a, you know, I have 12 cents left over after I pay for everything type of experience. And I'm going back for a series of 10 sessions. He says that he can make anybody happy. I may be misquoting him out of my over-exuberance, but he said it's either 20 sessions or 30 sessions they can make anybody happy because they retrain the brain into the happy place, and the other stuff gets neutralized. If we put this together with virtual reality and we put somebody in a chair or something like that with a headpiece on, but also we could be flashing the computer screen things to them, and then we put it together after we see that would make the brain receptive.
It would, because it feels like it's actually receiving something in order to heal what's going on.
Exactly.
And it's interesting.
Yeah. And then we could take the virtual reality and put it together with this. I'd run them through 10 or 20 of the sessions first, and then I put them on virtual reality and reprogram which images they focus on. By going through this other process first, it would make the brain more receptive. I mean, what you're going to have to deal with, and people, virtual reality isn't just needed for soldiers. People from alcoholic families, anybody that's been raped, which is a number you don't even want to hear, it's so big. There's a good reason women are, I was going to say a word I think I can't say, so I won't, that women are upset. There's reasons for that. Something like 85% of American women have either been physically or emotionally incested. Yeah. That is the primary reason. I've been doing emotional clearing since the 1970s, okay? The primary reason why women are not successful, would you track it back? If you check it out at drvalerie.com, I haven't updated this website in a while. I've just got too much going on. But I processed so many people. If every brilliant woman that I ever met that's not acting fully in the world at some point has some kind of either sexual innuendo that put them into doubt, or they were violated as children, or teenagers or adults or whatever. So you can look all over the place. You can look at the little children that were beaten down by their parents. One of the ones I saw that got me the most was a little boy in an elevator. This must have been 20 years ago. He's so cute, and he wanted to push the buttons, and he was touching the buttons on the elevator, and his father slapped him and said, "You can't do that." For touching buttons on an elevator, do you think that kid's going to risk much in the world?
Yeah.
No.
I saw something yesterday where a mom just absolutely, I mean, the kids, they were just, everybody looked normal, everybody looked fine, everybody was walking across a busy street, and, you know, the daughter was just a little girl, and she was just adorable, and mom just gave her such a shove, and there was no reason for it. Traffic wasn't moving, they had the right of way, and they were moving along nicely, and it was like, okay, that would look like whiplash. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on. I mean, come on.
A woman who I've been working with, she goes back to an incident of where it's an interesting situation where she has two women that are very close to her, one her mother and I think the mother's sister or something like that. And the mother's sister, who she loved and she was just a little baby, is holding her, and her mother comes and yanks her out of her sister's arms. That incident, when we got to it, see, when I work with people, I work with tone and language, the language they're using to communicate what they want to communicate, and the tone of their voice when they're creating it. And you can tell whether a person, after a while, you can tell whether a person's at, like, full expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
That incident, when we cleared that incident out, which seemed was probably, what, two moments? She came into her authority. You can tell when somebody's speaking from authority or not speaking from authority. And there are people that have trained themselves to speak from authority, even though all of the things that occurred for them are not complete. But almost every one of us has some form of PTSD in our life.
So how do people reach you, Val, for that? Because,
pardon?
You know, you've been doing it for so long. How do the new listeners, they don't know how to reach you for that. How do they get you?
Just go over to drvalerie.com and you can sign up for experience it.
She's amazing. she targets it. She targets the issue that started the rippling effect in your life, and she targets it and she cuts it out almost immediately. I would say within like 5 minutes, Val. That's all people need.
No. You're an exception. Don't say that. There are some people. Kiernan is a self-evolving person. She just keeps associating with the next higher level of something. There are people that are so traumatized that it could take 5 sessions just to get them to be in the present moment long enough to identify something. I mean,
very
you have
true.
No idea how lucky we are. Randy, Kiernan, myself, we
mm-hmm.
are incredibly lucky people. And you're lucky, too, if you're listening, because we're part of bringing new information that's actually, some of it been around a really long time, but be new for you, okay? And I'm not saying that in any way that is demeaning. I'm saying it's been kept from you. And we've bumped our way around through different circumstances. Randy was actually, she hasn't mentioned it, but she was actually going to run for president of the Republic herself.
Woo!
Okay?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's powerful women around here, okay? And we're here for you.
You know, it's a little off subject what I'm about to say, but also on subject because, you know, the power. Yesterday I was looking for, one of my sons called me and he said, Mom, I need the title to the car. I have a buyer. I said, okay, great. And he goes, I need it today. And I was like, oh, no, because I was getting ready to walk out. And I have important papers in way too many places. So
Well said, Randy.
I didn't know where I was going to find it. I was tearing apart one of my closets and then a bunch of folders, and I just stopped, and I said, okay, God, you know what I need. Just show it to me. And I am not kidding when I tell you not one half of a second went by, and when I raised my eyes up, they were instantly on a bag. It was like a little plastic Ziploc bag, like a freezer bag. And I saw bond paper color in it. And I just reached and grabbed it, not knowing if it was in there or not, but I said, thank you, God, because I just believed that it was in there. And I opened it up, and it was the only paper in there, the title to the car.
And that's faith. And I want to hear one from you, Kiernan, and then I'm going to tell you one, because I don't want you to think, listeners, the dear listeners, that this is only can happen for one person. I'm sure you've had one of those, Kiernan, when you asked God for an answer and you got it, like, right now.
It's about 50 times a day, if not more.
Exactly.
I, I'm very needy, but you know, he and the angels are always there for us. And it's not, when it comes back to like these kids that are traumatized and end up killing animals and then end up becoming murderers later in life, it's not a coincidence that when you give them a brain scan that their frontal lobes are shut off.
Right.
That's where our pineal glands are, and that's how we connect to source, and that's how we receive all of this great information. And so getting that tapped back on through virtual reality and through these other like mental tuning techniques, we can get that tapped on and get people strong enough and faithful enough in order to like really receive those gifts that are all around us every
day.
Well,
I got one for you. I'm starting a Course in Miracles course this weekend. And if you do Course in Miracles for a year, you will actually be open enough to receive all that's available to you. And you'll start to say, oh, virtual reality, that's great. In Course of Miracles, when I was doing the course, I've done it like 5 times, and I think this is either the 5th or 6th. I think it is the 6th. I was building a deck, and I needed stairs to climb up on the deck. And for the life of me, if you don't cut the runners for the staircase right, it'll break, or you can't put the stairs in. And I had been trying like for a couple of hours to cut the stairs right, and I was using up all this lumber. And all of a sudden I said, I've had it. And I stood up on the little deck and I said, God, I know there's a carpenter in my DNA somewhere that knows how to make stairs, or I know you're going to tell me. Now I want the answer now, please. I've already put in 2 hours, but now please. And then the next time I cut the stairs, they were perfect. It's there.
Wow.
Everything you want. It's just like we start the program. Everything you want is already there. To pray is to go and get that which is yours. It lives in a field of possibility. You can learn about possibility at Landmark Education, which costs, the money that it costs is worth it. And you could start a Course in Miracles group and go through that. It's really easier to do something when you're in a group, because you tend to show up to, you know, on a regular basis, where a lot of times when you do it for yourself, you may be like doing it for 5 days and then you forget it and this kind of stuff. But if you have a group to show up to, I guarantee you that by the end of that year, if you're not having miracles every day, you actually couldn't have been there. It's that good. These things, there's, oh, insight training seminars. That's another one that opens you up to your potential magic. This stuff is there. Try a really good church. Not all churches, in my opinion, are equal. So find one that speaks to you, because what we're looking at and what we were joking about earlier was the quantum field. And the quantum field is a thing that physicists acknowledge, and it's made up of waves and particles. And those waves and particles will actually reform around your language and your thoughts. There's a Buddhist thing, which the guy is sitting under a tree, and he goes, oh, tree, oh, tree, I wish I had some wine. And a glass of wine shows up. And he goes, oh, I like a good meal to go with it. And a good meal shows up. Now, this is in Buddhism. And then he says, oh, I'd love to have some money. And some money shows up, and he goes, oh, God, somebody's going to take the money away from him. And then they kill him, and he's dead. We are generating with our thoughts every day, every minute, and we've only got like 2 minutes left to wrap it up. So that's my final rant. Randy, what's yours, and what's yours, Kiernan, because we got 2 minutes to the music.
I want to do a show on the pineal gland, so let's everybody go look up what it takes to open that up, the pineal gland diet, and
I
let's
bet
all
you
start
she knows.
Putting, I know she
Kiernan
does,
knows.
So I want
to keep Kiernan around, so am I.
Go get some sunlight today, everyone.
Yes, get sunlight. And one major thing, you know, that definitely helps with the pineal gland before we get into more detail is the awareness yoga kundalini. So look up a kundalini studio near you, and that's a huge key to opening up that pineal gland. But thanks, everybody, for joining us. My name's Kiernan Kitt, and truthforgold.org is a website that you can contact me at or find any of the solutions to everything that we've been talking about. And hallelujah to all the miracles that are around us. I would be dead without prayer. I literally was in a situation where I would have died, and I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I said, God, if you help me get out of this situation right now, I will sacrifice the rest of my life to sustainability, and I am. So,
a privilege.
Excellent.
A privilege. Hey, listen, you guys, do something nice for a stranger today, not just a family member. Do something nice for a family member, too, but pick out a stranger and just be kind. And now I think I see the mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street without enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul.
This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, RandyShannon.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Deepak Chopra, Carol Channing, Ed Asner, bless you, Ed, he's up in Toronto right now making a film, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, who will be joining us on the air soon this month, Agent X, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., Descendant of King David, Randy's 42actions.org. Are you doing 42 actions still?
Barely, but they can still
barely.
Look at it.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. So that was why I hesitated. Edward F. Group III, Chalene Nightingale, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks for our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, and our research director, Ron Hayes. God bless him. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years, and a big thanks to webmaster Joseph Chung. Thanks for getting our website together. Merci beaucoup to Ben Migan for our theme music. Almost Ordinary People, which is actually available to you as a free gift MP3. So next week, invite a friend to listen and be kind to yourself and someone else. And Michael, thank you so much for Man in the Mirror. And Avery Torres, thank you for getting permission from him for us to play his music forever. We love you. And I don't know what to do with the last set sessions except act on something and start to pray. And pray and pray and pray for everything you want because it's yours right now.
With extraordinary plans. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.